Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the
Friends, this segment is made possible by Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas. Stop by and visit with my buddy Mr. Justin Rudd and his team of experts, and let them put you in a new Chevy pickup or a Cadillac or whatever you might be in the market for. Also, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma. Check them out at ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. Also made possible by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, friends, we are back with Mr. Wade Derby, and we were talking about coos deer and mule deer. I love to hunt javelinas, and I'll go out on a limb. Some people are going to want to raise some hackles here, but I like to eat them too. Wade, you guys hunted javelina just yesterday, right?
We did. We took a really, really cool old boar.
Yep.
You know, he's silver, and you know, he was probably, we don't have a scale out here, probably one of the heavier javelinas I've seen in a long time. I bet he was right there at 50 pounds. Good long tusks, and
definitely
one that had some age on him.
I haven't killed that many javelina in my life, maybe 10, to be honest with you. The first one, though, I was down in Webb County, and I was probably an old East Texas kid. I was probably 25. I shot one that weighed 53 pounds. And I didn't have a clue. I was used to wild hogs, you know, and the old guy down there, he didn't get him too excited, but he said, yeah, it's one of the biggest we've had lately, you know. But they don't get real big. I guess probably a 60-pounder would be a monster in javelina, wouldn't it, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. They don't hardly get that big. Out of curiosity, eating javelina, have you, I'm sure in your life you probably had some javelina, right?
Yeah, I grew up part of my life in Arizona. And
oh, yeah.
Javelina season was a ritual and a tradition. And now the way I like to eat javelina is to slow cook them in like a crock pot.
Yeah.
And do like a pulled, almost like a pulled pork, even though javelina isn't pork, but pulled pork type sandwich with barbecue, open faced, man. It's the best thing.
Got to be. You know what I do? I take them They're lean, and to me they taste somewhere between feral hog, you know, wild hog, and venison. They really do. I don't know, that's just the flavor that I get out of them, but I'll take them and clean them up, season them with whatever, dry seasoning, put a little olive oil on them, smoke them. I've got a electric smoker, a smoking Tex, and I'll smoke them for about a couple hours, and then you have to have that moisture, that olive oil in there, wrap them up tight, and let them cook till they fall off the bone tender, and then put fajita seasoning on them in a skillet, and they make, well, you know, pretty good, really tasty fajitas too. But so javelina, we've covered that. What's left? You're at your second ranch that you're, I'll just say, scoping out, you know, that you're checking out. You have some more mule deer hunting to do before you come back home?
Yes, sir. I'm going to be, you know, going out here as soon as we're done. I'm going to go back out and hunt till the evening and see. I still have a mule deer tag to try and fill. I had some this morning. I had one. I thought I was in the right place at the right moment, and I don't know which direction he went, but it wasn't where I was. And
So
I'm going to go see if I can find him.
Yeah,
this evening. But I've got a day left after tonight.
Okay. Well, don't tell me you're shooting. Are you using a 270 per chance on those mule deer?
not this time.
Okay.
I'm borrowing a rifle.
Okay. You're using what they've got sighted in. The reason I mention that is one of my heroes, and probably Wade's too, Mr. Jack O'Connor, all about a 270, wasn't he, Wade? That's what he put on the map, you know. Hopefully you'll make connection. I want to thank you too, Wade. It's kind of a sideline, but a very interesting one to me. Through you, I met Mr. Bart Price that owns a ranch. It's so ironic, in Red River County, Texas, where you just hunted. I think Mr. Roger Ragland, y'all hunted together a few weeks ago. But believe it or not, I've talked to Bart quite a bit, and I'm going to go up and I think the term is help him with a doe. He's got to remove some, you know, manage some does in early February. But I'm going to go up there and do maybe a big boar air gun hunt with him. But I was raised, weighed 10 miles from that ranch. That's Red River. It's north of Clarksville. You probably went through Clarksville there. But it sounds like a great ranch that he's got. He seems just, of course, I haven't been there yet, but I've talked to you and I've spent a lot of time, probably talked to him for 45 minutes to Bart. But I'm going to book a hunt with him next year for a whitetail. We've got that in the plans. He shot all of his bucks out, his quota this year, his hunters have, you know.
Yeah.
But y'all had some good hunts there a few weeks ago, didn't you?
Oh, we did. And Bart runs a really great operation. It's a super place. I was going to take my son with me, but he ended up being too good at wrestling this year and got involved in a wrestling commitment. So I had to let him stay home so he could make some tournaments. But that was the original plan. But that was my second trip there, and I plan to make several more.
Well, maybe next year we could, if all the stars came together, we could get there at the same time. I'd love to spend some time with you, and I really could pick your brain around a hunting camp, you know. Learn. But as far as your, you know, clients, Africa, I'm assuming, you know, right?
Absolutely. I'll be in South Africa, actually, myself, with my wife and my son, Justin, in March. We're actually recouping the trip that we didn't get to do literally the night that they called the closures of borders when COVID started. And it's taken this long to get the time to finally do it. But, yeah, I'm going to make a trip back there and to South Africa in March, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, I bet. Will you plains game, or will you be hunting a mixture of all kind of animals?
Well, you'll probably laugh. We're going to do a little plains game, but my son and I are excited because we're going to hunt ducks and geese, and we're going to fish for Florida strain largemouth bass.
I love to hunt. Maybe 51%, but I do love to fish. And as an old outdoor writer, we've got a lot of good fishing here in Texas too. You know that, but I do about equal parts fishing and hunting. What I want to do is make sure, Wade, and connect everybody with your service. You know, there's people listening all over all our great radio stations, but then it becomes a podcast, you know, Catfish Radio. And I know there's people that would like to plan a trip to Sonora or wherever, but it's a daunting task to say, I think I want to go to wherever. And to be frank, it's kind of a shot in the dark unless you have a connection. That's my thoughts. But how do they reach you to learn more about, you know, what you do?
Well, I am on Facebook and I am on Instagram, and I do have a website, which is crosshairconsulting.com. Right now that's being revamped. It's a little bit of a placeholder, but it does have my contact. My cell is 406-439-8512. Yep. And my email is Wade, Wade, at crosshairconsulting.com.
Yeah, Wade at crosshairconsulting.com. Well, I tell you what, our Starlink connection's holding up pretty good. I was a little dubious if we were going to be able to visit here by phone, but we have. Wade, thank you so much, buddy, for being with us. And I look forward to maybe we can actually get together and do some hunting one of these times, you know?
I'd like that very much. No, I appreciate you having me on the show. I'm glad we were able to connect here for a little bit, and I'll keep you posted. Hopefully that buck and I find each other again.
You betcha. Well, good luck. For about the past decade, I've been hunting editor for Air Gun Hobbyist magazine. I think the only magazine devoted strictly to air gun shooting and hunting in the country. Well, in that length of time, I've learned quite a bit about big bore air guns and smaller calibers, too. A spot to go to that if you're interested in air guns, you need to know about Pyramid Air. The website is PYRAMYD, pyramidair.com. They have anything and everything you need, from the guns themselves, the big bores or the smaller calibers, to the accessories. Just remember pyramidair.com, and there's a number when you get on the website if you need to call and talk to somebody. Give them a buzz and they can fill you in on little details that you might need to know about shooting or hunting with big bore air guns.